All right.
Okay, I talked to Hunter Brothers. This is Mayor Slavy. And they said that they would be here the middle of October to do the cement work that we want to do and for our grant so that we can get it built by the end of the month.
Sweet, that should be good.
So, perfect. Yeah.
I gave Allie the master set of keys. So it has the tanks, the pump house, the pavilion, the garage, any master, obviously except for the town hall, because if you're getting the master set of keys, you already have a key to the town hall. So that is done. And I made Joel a set too, since he doesn't, not a master, but a town hall.
So do you need to use the box to put them in?
I'll get one. I haven't got it yet. But I'll order one and then I'll put it in there.
Well, if you need Paul to put it up, you can.
Have you been watering the lawn?
Yes. Yeah. And the arena.
Good.
We do need to get those flowers taken down at the arena, though. Here, we got to call Seiko.
Yeah, we do. It's only been 2 months. 2.5, I guess.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Well, what she told me Sunday was that she's just not done painting. Like, and she painted the bell out there. She said it's not done.
Yeah.
That was her main gist, so.
She's been painting that bell. She's been telling me she's
going to
do that for now. I'm like, just do it. I don't care.
Just make it look nice.
The only thing I was going to talk about is the playground stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So part of, like, this main big one is still under warranty, and there's, like, a crack in the slide that does that, and there's a couple other things that they said that they'll fix under the warranty.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, do your kids like that slide?
Which one?
The one that...
It's not their favorite.
It's not, yeah.
Today's the 16th.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had talked to him about like putting just a straight slide right there, but
just
like under
the whole
warranty,
slide,
like
they have to replace the exact same.
So I figure we'll just stay with the same.
Yeah.
So I'll have them, if everyone's good with that, I'll just have him order the parts.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's what's under warranty.
And then I had him quote fixing that big slide with the bubble.
Oh, yeah.
But then I added it into our grant that we just applied for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm great with that grant.
So,
yeah, I'm always thought like a littler space.
Yeah,
like Randolph has that little thing for the kids
measured
to play on.
Like an area and sent pictures and stuff, and they sent me that option,
yeah,
like depending on the space. So,
no, I think it's
anyway.
Perfect.
We can find a place to put it.
Yeah.
I guess you can sign all these if you want or initial them.
Okay. Sorry, I gotta go.
Seiko!
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good. We're all sitting here.
Well, you're not waiting for me.
No, but we were told that we needed to call you.
Oh, yeah. I was going to paint on the bell outside.
Yes.
I was going to leave that little lip just right below the roof red.
Okay.
But I gotta like take something and get the paint chips off of it before I do it.
Okay.
Like I just wanted you guys to know I've had a lot to do this month, but it really has been a priority to me to paint, so I really am working on it.
Okay, sounds good. I see.
That pressure washer should do it. Does it work?
Yes. Yes.
That'd work.
Yeah, that should do it.
Okay.
And I think the cattle company, the water company is going to have a meeting here. Have
they? Two weeks.
In 2 weeks.
No, this Monday and then next.
They have the NRCS coming, and they're going to use this pull-down board thing, apparently. So we just need to make sure it's clean and nice.
Okay.
Well,
I can... next week when I, cause I'm gone all of this week. So next week when I get back, I will make sure I clean that off really good.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Do you guys like how shiny that paint is? If you don't, I can change it.
Looks good.
No, I think it looks good.
Okay.
When are you going to be in next
week?
These
already done.
I think
it does. Monday. I can be in on Monday.
Can you claim it Monday morning? This thinger?
I probably could clean it Sunday night.
That'll be fine because they're coming in Monday afternoon, I believe.
Yeah, I told him we had to look at it. He was like, do we still have the pull-down thing? I said, sure, I think so. I don't think anybody uses it.
Oh,
welcome, Alaska.
Sorry, Charlie. Charlie's.
He's been in Alaska. Hey, yeah. I made you a set of keys.
Oh, this is for
the keys.
Anything else for me to sign there, right?
Scott's trying to leave to go somewhere else, and he won't tell us where.
But yeah, there'll be 22nd, 29th.
I can come in on Sunday night.
That would be great.
I like
and
that.
And claim it.
Okay.
That's fine.
Right.
Just worry about that board meeting.
I'm picky about my pen.
Yeah, me too. I like that.
Alrighty.
How Paul, you hook you up that water thinger. Pressure.
Oh, the pressure washer.
Okay. Alright.
Or let him do it.
No, I can do it.
Okay.
I probably don't even have to ask him. I'm probably just
going to do that. I know, you're Wonder Woman.
I know.
Yep. Thanks for everything you do.
Yeah, thanks, Rico. It looks good in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad that you like it because I do too. But then I was unsure about how sparkly
I didn't really know. Like, I looked after you told me, and I wouldn't have noticed before.
Yeah, no, I think it looks fine. Obviously.
And I also painted the brick.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks good.
Looks good. Anything looks good.
Looks great. Perfect.
What? You didn't
what
like
color
the
are you
going to
paint
the
under those
gray?
Brands? Sake up.
What'd you say?
The gray.
Oh, it's gray. Oh, you did paint that gray. Oh, okay.
Well, it used to be red. And then she did gray on this side.
It used to be
red. And there was
red.
No red about it. It was pink. It was hot pink.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
I don't mind the glossier look.
Are you going to swap some varnish on that brand's like... board?
Oh, yeah. Are you going to restain the boards?
Stain, swap something on it?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that I didn't take off those things covering the board. I just slipped my mind.
It's okay.
Take off what?
What are we talking about?
How I ripped off that paper and put them in over the boards. Did Paul take them down?
He might have. Yeah, they're down.
Oh. Well,
do
I did not.
Like
I told Paul, I was like, listen,
show.
I have to leave and you have to go clean the town hall for our meeting.
Yeah, it's
would it look better?
Good. Yeah, just the gray needs touched up, obviously.
Gap,
but
yeah.
It looks good, though.
I just didn't have time. But
nope,
I'm like,
that's
I
totally fine.
Get the white for
them. No, it looks great.
And then Paul and I were talking about maybe pulling in the tables from the Bowery and painting them during the winter time so that when springtime came, it was just painted.
That's a great idea.
That's good.
Okay, I gotta go.
Keep you out of trouble.
Sorry, you guys.
You're good.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hey, Scott, where are you going again?
He won't tell us.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Well, I hope you have the best time.
Where are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in Cody.
Oh, you
that's
are.
A good place right there.
Cody. Yeah, I like Cody. That's kind of a neat town.
Yeah, it is.
Huh. Okay, well, I'm going to be in Evanston. So.
Go fight win.
Oh. Sure.
Okay, thanks.
See
you.
See you.
All right. You want to stay on the phone for our meeting, or?
No,
okay.
You want me to? I will.
Well,
there's
no,
not really.
There's nothing really. We're good.
Approve the
minutes
and the bill.
I just wanted to let you know that I know it's taking me a little bit longer, and I'm really sorry, but
it's fine.
School starting in the fall is just a busy time for me. So.
Yeah,
fine.
It's good. It looks great.
And then, I wanted to ask you about mowing the side streets, Ramo.
Yeah.
Every time I mow, because I have mowed it a couple of places.
Did you bring me a lot
of
fish?
Houses, but it doesn't look like it because every time it rains, those little alfalfa sports. Salmon,
halibut, just fish, cod.
I just mow it one more time.
I like that for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unless you want to do it again, it's up to you.
Well, I wonder when it's going to stop raining.
Well, I don't think it's ever going to rain, actually.
Not the ice.
Wow. The couple little sprints that we had.
If it grows a little bit, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm really going to try to have that done towards, like, I know it's the end of September already, but I'm really trying to get that done.
Cool.
That looks great.
Well, you got 2 weeks left.
Okay.
Hey, don't get in trouble and call you now.
I have a headache. I'm going to go back to my Airbnb and make some noodles or something.
All right. Well, behave yourself. Don't get too wild.
Trouble.
I'm like all sorts of party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
The only other thing I have is this letter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just made a copy, you guys can see. Mainly just letting people know about the zoning clearance. So if there's anything you guys want to change or...
Does this have to do... Oh, it's okay. That's all the building
with anything
stuff.
Over 200 square feet, you have to get a building permit from the county. Anything under, you have to get a zoning clearance letter from planning and zoning.
Someone asked me about those temporary buildings. You know, like you see, not exactly tents, but they can be pretty big. Mm. Would you ever... Right, to me, if it comes up or down, if it's... You know, sometimes they'll park cars under them. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like a carport, kind of?
Yeah, but
like a metal.
A little bit, kind of like a tent goes up, staked on, but it's... I think
you can pull it out of the ground.
Yeah, I think this is more like permanent.
These sheds are bringing in, are they good or not?
No, they're fine, but if they're over 200 square feet, they have to go to the county, the building inspector, and get a license that way. Because the sheriff's was under, so he got a zoning clearance. He met with us.
So it's just that if it's over 200, they have to go to the county. If it's under, then they just get a zoning clearance from the town.
Correct.
Who's the county inspector?
Tyler Siemens. He's in Layton. He's a very good guy to work with. I've talked to him many times, and he will answer an email so quick. It's crazy.
Will he just give you the permit, or does he come over and look at it?
He comes over and looks. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. He's very on top of it and is very watching everything, so. Which is good.
If there was ever a citizen, say their house is whatever, uninhabitable, was the zoning inspector the person that would tell
the enforcement
that
I don't know
this
how
house
that
is
works.
Dangerous or.
Probably be the building inspector.
And it could be, and that would be him, so.
I'm sure.
Which house are you looking at?
Just a house, if anybody, house in front of me, everybody questions if it's livable, safe, or
right.
I'm not attacking anybody, but it could be anywhere. Someone starts living in a chicken coop or something.
Right.
Somehow the city should have a way to come in and say, this isn't safe, we're not, you know, we're common sense, but we're not authority to say.
So I don't know, I guess you could go to the sheriff and ask and see how that all goes down, but I don't know the answer to that either.
That doesn't work. I mean, not that I know. It's not. Most of it is, if say, for example, kids or someone's in danger, so there's probably some basics, you know, running water, heat, dry roof, blah, 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 some things, and other than that, people are people, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure what the process is.
That maybe would be through him, because, I mean, you have to have it before you can live it, you know, when someone builds,
like
you have to have
it. Like OC, nothing about, not about, he needs water to get his plumbing running. I'm going, what are they doing? Oh, they're hauling water. And I go, to me, that's usually risky, unsanitary, could be risky.
Right,
you know,
100%.
But I just
Because you
know.
Don't get final say-so if you don't have running water, right?
No.
Yeah,
but he has it now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean.
But yeah, I get your, get your point. Sure.
It's not, there's a problem now, but if that's something the town should be ahead of in case the case, you know, not knocking on the door and telling somebody to.
Right.
And hopefully it never happens.
Yeah, I don't know. And I can ask Tyler, like, how do you go about that? Or, like, what would the process be?
If he says, I don't have anything to do with it, then we find whoever else. But
yep.
I'm sure he would know, because I'm sure there's some things over in Garden City.
Right.
Like, town probably had some trouble.
Yeah. And probably as a town, the issue comes up and you, but we, you know, you always read where the town, whatever, hoarders, or the town's not allowing this or that. Well, somewhere legally, there has to be enforcement of the law, and they have to be breaking the law, so probably works itself out if it ever comes up.
I'll ask him. Yeah, that would be good to know.
Yeah.
So on this building permit, you go to woodruff.gov and get the packet.
Is fill that it out, up?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay. And then give it to you?
Yeah.
And then you contact
We can talk. Well, they'll pass it, right? And to planning and zoning.
Yes, and planning and zoning, and we'll set up a meeting,
and then
we'll get a letter out to them.
Yeah, and then I keep the copies and stuff. But.
And that's $10 deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I actually have some copies of some zoning letters for you.
For me?
For Policeman, we sent one. And Stacy, Dale Stacy.
I got Dale's. I think I got both.
Did you get a copy of both of them?
I know I got Dale's.
Okay.
Pretty sure I
but
got
But the
Paul's.
Letters, the planning and zoning? Because we give them a cloning.
Oh, no, I a zoning haven't. Oh, gotcha.
Letter.
I was
but
thinking
I do have
just
those copies.
Okay.
Do you send this in the water, or is this just the office thing?
I was going to just send it with water bills next month. Does it make sense to read it?
Yeah, no, I think it sounds
like
good.
It's, you can understand what we're saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where to go to find it. Anything over 200 square feet, because I just know people will have confusion.
Yes,
but
100%.
No, that's pretty clear.
I guess I can say anything, any structure, building, shed under 200 square feet being built or brought in will need to have zoning. Then anything over 200 will need a building permit from the county. Maybe I should put that.
Building permit from the county, but they still have to meet.
But they
with
still
planning.
Need.
They still have to meet with planning and zoning.
Maybe I'll write that in there.
Either
too.
Way, that has to be met with planning and zoning.
I think I would add excluding temporary, anything can be taken up or put down seasonally,
temporary,
for example.
Temporary structure.
It came up and, someone just said, because I don't know, but it kind of makes sense, because technically, you know,
they're
could blow away or something. There's some, maybe some risk.
And it, like, so say, like, the Reese's garden thing. Temporary structure?
Some of it is and some of it's not.
Well, that end part, right, is not.
Cement, and when you pour cement, it's pretty
right,
much
you have to, yes. But like a, what is that?
What
high
I see
tunnel?
One.
High tunnel.
Like
the high tunnel.
Like one of them greenhouses that are built, I probably
like,
let it temporary.
Like, right.
So kind
like
of
if it's like a glass, obviously.
If it doesn't have a footing or some sort of concrete attachment to the
Should
earth.
I say like excluding temporary structures with no footings?
No footing.
Yeah.
No
foundation.
Foundation.
With no foundation.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And theirs is, that's a massive cool thing, but
it's
like,
cool.
I wonder how, it stayed up all winter, doesn't it? Do they close it down?
They don't ever take it down.
Does anybody else have a greenhouse around here?
I bet Heather McKinnon has a small one.
A little one.
Yeah, but I don't think.
One. What did I see? Oh, Randolph the other day.
Guy's
got one.
Oh, Sheridan Stewart Russell. Used to have one. Does she still have hers up?
I think it got ripped.
I think
got destroyed.
That Russell Thompson's kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got a nice one back there behind his house. Where his grandpa used to live.
Yeah. And the Reese's, they get a lot of stuff out of theirs. Like, they kill it.
They are cool.
Yeah.
I go in there at night when it's real dark, and I got some good stuff
that's
in there.
That's
come back.
Perfect.
Cucumbers, tomatoes. It's, I mean, you know, someone. I don't drive by and look at it. I go,
hey, I'll hold the flashlight if you go get it.
Up here, if it's green,
don't catch me with a boot.
Hey, there's
that's hilarious.
Green.
Here's all the stuff if you want to initial that.
Okay. Sorry, I was a little bit late.
Oh, you're okay. Good. We rushed through it.
We
just
rushed
to get
just because Scott needed to leave.
But I can't really think of anything. If we just.
When are you going to find out? When are they going to let you know about that?
Yeah, when do we
I don't
find
know.
Out
I think I'll have to ask her when the meeting is. I know it's already scheduled, so I'm assuming it's in October.
Probably.
But I think it was November, December when we found out last year. So.
Is there anything with the car show that you guys have to be asked
I
about?
I haven't
heard
about
nothing
it.
About it. I was going to call Jared and see.
Me either. He's moving.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kind of wondering if he's going to actually have them on. I'm going to call him and ask him.
Where's he moving to?
St. George.
Yeah. Really?
You want to buy that house right there?
Yeah.
Is he selling it?
He is selling it.
250.
250.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty nice little compound right there.
Good Airbnb right there.
I'm grandfathered in, right? See, I
right.
can have as many as I want. Yeah, I could do well with Airbnbs for about 6 weeks with hunters. Everybody keep, hey, how you count? Sorry, it's booked, just booked.
Yeah, have you been way busy?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
great
there's
for
a
you.
A bunch of people. But again, yeah, I could probably have 10 houses for 3 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
It's weird. People are going to step here. Has he listed that house?
Is it he put it online, I thought. Yeah. Jared listed that house.
Is that little cabin right there with the sign on it, right? Where's that by the church? On the sign that says for sale, but is that the cabin and the property, right?
Yeah, that's all.
What did he say? It was how many acres? Was it 5?
Is it?
Was it? Maybe not.
I don't know if it was quite.
Was it 3
Jared?
Acres?
Oh, I don't know. No, it's like 1.8.
I don't know.
Does he have a house in St. George?
I have no idea.
Is it a job?
His kids live down there.
His kids are down there. And his grandkids, yeah. Is that where she lives? Which is great. He's close to family.
All right, I guess if we want to do bills in minutes. And then, I don't know. I don't have anything else.
You want me to do it?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from the August meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can I get a motion to approve the bills for September?
Yeah.
You're gonna do it? I'm gonna go. I second.
All in favor?
6 months. I'm just learning this. That's the first motion I've made. I'm gonna go home.
Good job.
I made a motion today.
Love it.
I'm down now.
Okay. Anything else we need to discuss?
So the keys are. I mean, everybody has a set of keys. And is that, if I missed it last week, does that have to do with the water in case?
No, so we made a master set that will be locked in a lockbox eventually in the second office. And so, but everyone, we should have a key to the town hall, the garage. That's you, piano man.
I'm sorry. How do you do this?
Click the button. Just kidding. Anyway, so now you have a key to the town hall, the pavilion, the sec, it says rodeo shack on it, and that's for all the shacks down there, including the ice.
Okay.
And then,
so the water will be a separate issue because like
yeah.
we talked about.
So just all the water keys will just be on the set that's here, and then Chris has a set.
Okay.
So,
And I'm going to take that grill, I'm donating it because I don't want it to sit outside, and all I use it for is a rodeo.
Okay.
So I'll stick that in that.
Okay.
And it's not, won't take up room.
We need to make sure we get down in there and get all the totes back in here for the winter time and make sure everything's buttoned up.
Yeah, I keep thinking before it stays out, I'm going to fix a couple things on it, but that's the only time I'm using it anyways.
And then, I haven't been down there for a while. Did we get that stuff taken back to Smith's, the rolling cart and stuff? Hamburger racks?
I took the ones I had. They were just the racks. I didn't ever see a rolling cart.
Okay.
But so it was maybe like I'll six, bust down 7 weeks see. After, so I just slid them in the back and ran away.
Yeah.
But,
Well, maybe I'll go look tonight and see if they're still down there, because we should return them.
The freezer that I'm leaving that too, but and Scott has a refrigerator. But is there food in that? Is that unplugged now? Do we get all the burgers?
I don't think it's
there's something in it. I think
there might still be.
Jacob said she took hamburgers.
She did, and I do need to make her an invoice for all of that. She took hamburgers and hamburger buns and ketchup. But Jeanette paid for the ketchup and donated it back to the town, so
I'm only worried that the power gets turned off and it goes bad. That's,
well, if you'll let me know.
Yeah,
or let Seiko know.
Yeah, I will.
She said she took 80 patties and 80 buns.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what she said. So I will get her an invoice and she will pay it.
Do we leave the power, like, switches on and all that always?
So the light, there is a light that stays on just to keep the mice, they say. Because the one in the old shack, it stays on. But it's still on right now, as far as I know, and the ice is still in there. If you guys need ice, there's ice down there.
I've got rid of them, I think.
No, I was just down there today checking keys.
They didn't take it?
No. So.
And that ice machine, the big one?
Yeah, there's still packs of ice
in there. How many in there?
Maybe 10 or 15. So, if you need ice.
Leave it open, because I think we can get rid of it.
Yeah, there's not a lock on it right now. Okay. The lock's just hanging inside. So. Good. Anything else? All right then.